Ovois peg dal mishna chof aleph. Rabbi Elozer hakapur oimer. Elozer hakapur is from the Tanoim that we don't have in the Mishnayis. In Brises we have quite a bit. We have in Tesefta, a few places, and it's the Gemara also brings the name. It seems clear that Rabbi Elozer hakapur was from the Gedolei Hador b'mei Rabbeinu HaKadosh, which is why it's not in the Mishnayis. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh didn't compose the Mishnah. He edited the final version of what would be included in the Mishnayis and what would be put into Brises. So Mela, the Divrei Tanoim B'doiroi are not included because the whole Mishnayis was there to record what was given over from Friya de Gedairis, from previous generations, and also to record any Nekudas that came up as a Machlokes Benehem. Most often, by the way, when it says by us in Mishnayis, Rebbe Oimer, what that means to say is this is the Hachrov Rebbe Ubeis Dinoi. So Rav Elozer HaKapur is a name that's not mentioned, yet what he says over here is something that's one of the best known and most powerful Musorim that are over here in Pirkei Avos. Hakina v'ataiva v'akovoid moitzin es ha'odom min ha'olam. There are three Roshei problems that destroy a person's inner world. They take a person, they moitzi him in ha'olam. According to some of us, what this means is min ha'olam from olam abo. The Rambam says something powerful. The Rambam says it's moitzi odom from his world in this world. What's the world of a person? The world of a person is being connected to Rav Shlomo. There are three basic trends or oifanim that a person, if he's nimshach midai, nobody is completely free of kina or taiva or kovet. However, if a person is consumed by any of these three, it's completely mafkir him min ha'olam, from the olam of living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are these three? Kina is always seeing oneself biyachas to others. What one has, what one doesn't have, is always biyachas to others. Taiva is all tanugi aguf. Could be taivas achila, could be taivas noshim, could be taivas momen. Ve'akovoid. Kovoid is also similar to kina in the way that it relates to others, but kovoid is in need for recognition from others. Kina is biyachas to what others have or don't have. A person's never in their own world. Kovoid is that the person feels a sense of accomplishment or doing or recognition or even existence. Biyachas to what others recognize or do. A person could have a madrega ruchnis, and he doesn't feel full in that madrega until others are mechabed him for it. Now, this mission is powerful because it really says everything there is to say about Melchemes HaYetzer. There are a lot of parallels. Nekod Klal Zeh B'Yotcha, the Maral uses this yisoid extensively. Whenever we find any three categorizing different things, it's usually the same categorization of another three. I'll give you an example. When we learned Perek Rishon, so we had Shimon HaTzadik, the very first member over there, where he says that Shloshet Dvarim Ha'Elam Ha'Emid, Al HaTorah Al HaMoed Al Gemilas Chasadim. At the end of the Mishnah, at the end of the first Perek we had from Shimon Gamliel, many days later we said something similar. We explained then that they're parallels. Now, these three things usually are going together with the Avos HaKadoshim. Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, that's already famous. The Svarim bring this down extensively. Torah, Shayach to Yaakov Avinu. Chesed, of course, to Shayach to Avram. And Avodah, Shayach to Yitzchok. Din, Emes, and Sholom is also Emes, is Titin, Emes, to Yaakov. Chesed, Lavram, that's Sholom. And Din is Shaykh to Midas Yitzchok. Kina v'taiva v'akovid can also be seen in the context of these three. And closer to home, is when we talk about the Tzadara, is Keneged the Gimel Chamurois, which is also has in the Svarim parallels to the Avos HaKadoshim. They were Meshulo from the three Chamurois of Gilui Arayis, Shvichas Domim, and Avodah Zarah. These are the three Yesoidis that a Yid has to lay his life down for. There's no V'chai Bohem. Because it's not life when a person is connected to any of those three. Kina has a very strong overlap with Ritzicha. Ritzicha is about, for me to exist, I have to put down Yenim. In its fullest sense, in its most dramatic sense, it comes out with a Maaseh Ritzicha, and it's simplest sense, it's a feeling of kinna that worms its way into a person's heart. Taiva is clearly shaykh to gilei arayis. Kovoid is shaykh to avoid dezora. Avoid dezora is about recognition of something higher. And if there's something higher, then I'm lower, then I'm smaller. And I feel a satisfaction with being smaller and being misbattled to something, a koyach that's all-encompassing. Ovid avoid dezora is the pshat, he recognizes their powers, but he's not misbattled to them. We might also add the famous Gemara, where the Gemara says, Shloisha umois, Shloisha midois, yesh be'umazu. The children of the Ovis HaKadoshim have three genetic predispositions. And our DNA is their Baishonim, Rachmonim, and Goyim Lechasodim. Again, Goyim Lechasodim, Shaykh Tavom, Avram. Baishonim, Shaykh Yitzchok, Shaykh Tavoida, Sansevachno, Yira. And Rachmanim, the Svarim explained as Shaykh to Yaakov Avinu. Kabbalim, there's a lot of overlap with this type of Yisoid. Hu ha Yoimed is another memory from Rabbi Elazar HaKapor. Hayiloidim Lomus. Those that were already born, anybody who's in this world, has a Chazaka Demeikara that he's going to die. He has one destination. We're all like that. Vamesim Lachis. Those that are dead already are not less alive because they're going to be chosen to live. That means when we divide two types of people, live people and dead people, so live people are here and dead people are not. No, live people are not going to be here. Dead people will be here. V'achayim lidoin. Those that are alive, doesn't say yiloidim, those that were born. Chayim is anybody. The chayim are those that are alive, when it's going to come to Samaysim. The chayim are those that were dead and they were brought back to life. There's also going to be a din. There's going to be a din in some type of future mitzius about what the kiyum hanitzchi of the world is. Those that have a kiyum hanitzchi have chayim nitzchiim. So chayim, all of life, is imedes lidon to give din v'cheshmen on the yom adin agodol v'anoiru. Leida, it's not clear if there's a column here, if the lidon is on these facets of the Rabban Shalom's existence, leida lohidia lihivoda, or this is something for itself. What's our tafkid in this world, so to speak? If we wanted to touch it up, some of us would say to bring kvod shamayim, to work on ourselves, to be misakin our tikkun. The Mishnah says over here, what's the tafkid? Leida, one's mechuyev to learn from others, to have rabbeim that teach him, people that inspire him. Ulohidia, he himself, to give over to mishpacha, to give over to others. Ulihivoda, lihivoda is already self-knowledge, to be connected to this idea in a deep way that takes over a person's life. What? What's this idea? Shehu kel, that the Rabban Shel Olam is the full, kel means a koyach that controls, he's the full, fully in charge of the world. Hu ayoitzer, everything was created by him, everything was created yesh me'ayin. Hu ha-boire, actually yoitzer and boire, we're a little bit quick to call yoitzer yesh me'ayin. Boire means boire yesh me'ayin. Yoitzer is with the raw material, the way the Rabban describes in the beginning of Parashat Bereishis. Ben Shem took all the raw material that he made yesh me'ayin, and from that he fashioned, he formed, that's referred to by Yoitzer. Hu ha-mevin, the Rabban Shalom didn't create us and then leave it go. The Rabban Shalom is the one who is the mevin in everything we do. He's the one who understands us better than we understand ourselves. Hu ha-dayin, hu aid, hu baldin. That means the whole system of Bria Sa'olam and Ashgacha Pratis is run by him. The whole system of danning a person, kefi maisel, the way the Svarim explained, there's really two wheels that the whole Bria is saviv on. The Rabban Shalom created the natural world. In the natural world, there's natural production that produces, that reproduces, that dies. It's thousands of years already. The world is working like a well-oiled wheel. It runs. And then there's another mahalach called Hashgacha Pratis, Shalai B'derech HaTeva, Lefi Schar V'Oinish, and that the Rabban Shalom is completely running also. The same way he's the Yotzer and he's the Bayre, he's also the Maven, Dayan, Aid, and Baldin. He's every side of the process of Din V'Cheshmen. V'Wasid Lodon. Baruch Hu, She'en L'fonav Le'avla V'Le'Shikha. Baruch Hu is the Mekar of all Baruch Hu, and everything about him is Baruch, is complete, is completely gebenched. There's no avla, there's no lack in his presence. V'loy shikcha, there's nothing missing and nothing is ever let go of. V'loy masiponim, there's never any negius that takes away objectivity. V'loy mikach shaychad. Sha'akol shaloi. You can't give the Rebbein Shem anything because everything is his. Mo shuvloch, ya'akol shaloch. V'da, sha'akol lefi acheshbin. It means everything adds up. Every small avera, every small misstep, and of course, meruba midas toiva. Every amen, and every little vitur, and every giving in, and every word of Torah, it all adds up. Va'al yavtichacho yitzvecho sha'asho'il beis monis loch. Let one's yetzahara not convince him that sho'il, which is gehenim, the mokim ha'choshech, in the afterworld, really means the kever. So a person thinks that after he dies, it's over. In this world, he has to struggle, he has to toil. Let nobody, the Yetzer, does that to a person. Say, okay, he's here. And then when he's gone, he's gone. Doesn't work that way. Rav Shach used to, whenever he was approached with a case of a person giving in to illness, a person who was given how many months he has left to live, how many years left he had lived. So why go the route of medical treatment with Yisurim? Rav Shach would say, what's haste? Person could, if he knows that he's only going to live another 6 months to a year, and he could extend that by a few months, he could work a little bit more on his midos, a little bit more on his tikkun of zich, a little bit more on his year shemayim, a little bit more on his midos or emes. How could a person give up that opportunity? The only place and the only time that a person could be koine kinyan in etzach is only while he's here in this world. Is it not worth some yisurim to extend that? Now, normally a person goes through life and we sort of have this feeling we're going to live forever. But hayalud demesim, when a person has a sentence over his head, that sometimes a matana from the Rebbein Shalom pushing him to accomplish in the few short months, years that he has left, in the limited amount of time, people get more done. Shal kochach atenoitzer, this is something that the Mishnah says over in Kama Nuschois, a person was created bal kochoi. That means the neshama really doesn't want to come down to this world. The neshama kishal atzma is happy being mushpa and being mekabel the toiv and the chesed of the Rebbein Shalom upstairs. But this is the famous shtickel where the shmeitzer and his akdama brings down that a person was created not to be a boir. A boir is a hole in the ground and it fills up with water, with rainwater. But a person was meant to be a be'er, a source of life. A sholem is somebody who has the capacity to nourish, to give. He's oimid on his own, not he's just being mekabel from others. So the truth is that the neshama, before becoming a giver, is a taker. Of course, the neshama is kulei ruchni, but it's taking from ruchnias. And the neshama is sent down, so to speak, protesting. The same way the neshama has to come into a physical existence, he's still in embryo, in a matziv of Royim is Seifa Elam Vatsaifa, and he's Loimit Kalatar Kula with the Malach. He's still in a Matzah Ruchnias. He's not exposed to the Sheker and the Choshech of Elam Azer. As soon as a person comes into this world, a baby comes to this world crying, he's come into a place that's Kulei Choshech, Kulei Arofel. Al Kochachat Anoilid. Val Kochachat Achai. Like we said before, sometimes a person is a Baal Yisurim, and he would want to die, but the Rebbein Shem gave him a tafkid. And part of that tafkid is to be purified by the Yisurim he goes through. Val kochat ameis, and then lamaisa, human nature is that one holds on to life and fights for it. And lamaisa, when the Rebbein Shem decides it's time, it's time. Val kochat osir litn din v'cheshben, lifnei melech malchi amlochem hakodesh baruchu. And lamaisa, every single person has to give a cheshben on everything. Losid lovei. So there's a very sobering and very powerful last Mishnah. First of all, the forces that shape a person's struggle in Olam Hazeh, and when a person understands the forces, that's the first step in conquering them. That was Mishnah Chof Aleph. And then Rav Elazar Kapper gifts us with a very strong message about how the whole world looks from Sheishis Yimei Bereishis until Tchias HaMeisim and beyond, and where we fit in. And this, Rabbi Yisai, is really the end of the first four prokem, the Musorim, and the Hu Hayo Oimers of Pirkei Avos, the picture of the Chachomim, the Mesayos HaTorah, the Shalshal HaTorah, and the Yerushalayim and Esayrus that we have from having the Schiah for a few short prokhim to walk in the footsteps of Rabbi Seinu. The next perek is really predicated on understanding the forces that are in the world. It's another part of understanding history, is understanding the forces that have shaped the world, Hashgacha Pratis, from Yetziras, from Briyas HaOlam and onward, through the Doiros of Noach and Avram, and the Tkufas HaNisim of Klal Yisrael, going out of Mitzrayim, and so on. And then the forces that shape human personality, the different Midos, the different types of people, different attitudes that a person can have. All that is the subject of Perek Hey. Instead of Hu HaYoim is, instead of Divin Tanoim, and us discussing Divin Tanoim, the subject is going to be the world of numbers. That's going to be the Nidoin, Mikan Ve'elechim Perek Hey, and then followed by the Braisa of Perek Vov of Kinyan HaTorah. Be'ez Hashem.